Discover interview series with Gail Stiglitz, the founder, CEO, and chief of philosophy at iDiscover 360. iDiscover's mission is to enable people to live more fulfilled, purposeful, and inspiring lives. They design and deliver cutting-edge personal development solutions for individuals, teams, and businesses to help them make the most out of their human potential. These calls are just tasters of the huge amount of content within the business. And today's question for Gal is, what must leaders focus on in a crisis? Gal.
Thank you, Nick, for the question. In my view, a leader to begin with, you know, not in a time of crisis, to begin with, let's look at a leader. What is his job? And a leader job is to lead the people in a way, the people they are accountable for, in a way that they grow and develop the most. So, for example, if you are CEO of a business, your objective, your ultimate objective is to optimize the growth of the business. And within it, you know, the growth and the development of the people in the business, right? So that's not in a time of crisis. Now, what's happening in a time? Now, the way you do it, not in a time of crisis, you basically provide both elements of challenge, element of support to the people below you, and that's how they grow and develop. So you give them tasks and objectives and assignments and timelines, and you give them all the things, which is basically the challenging aspect. And you also give them, you know, you pay them and you give them resources to do their job. You know, there is a budget, there is instruments and equipments. And so they get both. And that's how they can perform, grow and develop the business. What's happening in times of crisis? In times of crisis, you as a leader, everybody is experiencing basically, you know, the key element of a crisis is uncertainty. So you and your business experiencing a lot of uncertainty. Now, this uncertainty psychologically is affecting, you know, deeply the people below you. It's making them and can make them very volatile and underperforming for sure, very quickly. Your responsibility as the leader is basically to create the support that can bring certainty to the system below you. So if you do that, you are stabilizing the system, and you're basically taking on the challenge yourself and provide the support to them. And by doing that, you are hiring the probabilities of the resilience of the system you're accountable for. I'll give you an example. We are a family, okay? There is a family and a number of kids. And for that example, you know, the parents, the father, the mother of the family, they are the leaders, okay? The father of the kids and the mother of the kids, they are the leaders in this specific example, in this unit. And let's say that there is some kind of, you know, this family lives in some kind of a place where he's experiencing some kind of a natural disaster, okay? I don't know, a hurricane is just like washing the region. Now, there's a lot of, you know, there is a lot of uncertainty happening when, you know, a natural disaster like that happens. And obviously, it's affecting everybody, affecting the kids, it's affecting the father, it's affecting the mother, But the father and the mother, as the leaders, their job is to give the children the feeling that everything will be okay. To give the kids, you know, the shelter, the food, the calmness, you know, that everything will be fine, everything. Although, you know, deep inside, they are terrified and they are, you know, they can be very absolutely uncertain about what's going on and what will happen. The responsibility they have for the kids as leaders is to provide this calmness, because if they provide this calmness and centered and being centered, then the family as a unit can function. And the probability for the family to survive and thrive in this, you know, in this crisis is really high if they bring this behavior. So that's my, you know, that's my outlook on leadership in times of crisis. You have, although you as a leader can go through, you know, a high amount of uncertainty, your job is to provide to the system you're accountable for the certainty they need in order to function.
Interesting. And I guess we're all human, so we all need support. But if your role is to provide the certainty to the system or the team, then it's also about looking for the right environment to support yourself. And on that note, actually, what we're doing here is we're just scratching the surface of what you do here at iDiscover. And if anyone listening here that's thinking, how could I find that support for myself? I'm the leader here. Where is my potential peer support? Then a good resource to go to is the website, www.idiscover360.com. But also you're offering those that are interested a free 30-minute call with one of your trained coaches. Could you just explain who's listening, what the benefits of that to anyone who's listening?
Yeah, you know, in iDiscover, ultimately what we do is helping people build awareness, you know, to coming back to your question, Nick, a leader is a person, you know, or the part in the systems that's supposed to have more awareness. This is why they're a leader. And they demonstrate it by handling the situation the way I shared with you. So to develop awareness is something that is available to any and each one of us. And there are many different ways to do it. In iDiscover, we have one system, one framework that definitely proven to show that we can help people to develop more awareness. And if anyone who listened to this now and interested to find out more about how to do that, that's exactly what they're going to find out in the call. How, you know, we would just want to know, to get to know you a little bit better, and what, who you are and what are you looking for, and explain to you, you know, what possibilities you can have with us if you're interested to develop your awareness in that arenas that you shared with us.
And they'll walk away from that call with a greater awareness of exactly, you know, what they're looking for themselves. So there's a lot they can gain out of that 30-minute call. To register and find out more, just go to www.idiscover360.com. Thanks, Gal.
Thank you, Nick.